Okay, as we are preparing for Rav Rimon to join us, I want to welcome everybody to the New Zman. I want to thank the sponsors for this morning's shiur, the Zatz family, Rhonda and Alan Zatz. Welcome this morning. Thank you so much for sponsoring, first of all, in honor of your new granddaughter and in memory of both of your fathers, Zichrono Livracha, Reb Chaim Alter ben Reb Yecheskel, Dr. Zatz, as well as Mr. Joseph Ray, Rabbi Yosef Ben Baruch, Zichronim Levracha, whose yard site is coming up, both of them this week. So we thank you both for sponsoring. And it's wonderful to welcome so many members of our community back to a new year of learning. We continue, Baruch Hashem, to utilize technology to bring Torah around our community and around the country. Welcome the esteemed guests from Teaneck, New Jersey, Rabbi Jackie Stromer, the father of our distinguished alumnus, Rabbi Meir Simcha Stromer. One of the special things that we have this year in the Kollel is that we are engaging to a deeper degree and a much more enhanced way all of our alumni, particularly in Chicago. And we are excited to have so many alumni participating in the Kollel. This past Shabbos was our Shabbos in residence in congregation or Torah. This coming Shabbos, mark your calendars. We will be having a Kollel Shabbos in residence at congregation KINS, both at Kins North and at Kins South. And that's part of a whole bunch of Torah opportunities that we are offering pre Rosh Hashanah and during the Yom HaNoraim. This Monday night, Rabbi Goldstein will be giving a Neely, especially Neely women's shiur. And then next Sunday morning, a week from today, we have our Sunday morning shiur that we'll be meeting in person in Or Torah, a special pre-Rosh Hashanah shiur that we are having next week, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. in Or Torah. And then we have several programs planned for our Aseres Yemei Tshuva, highlighted by the in-person visit for an outdoor conversation on Tshuva. Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, director of the REITS Smicha program, will be coming to Chicago for Sunday evening, September 12th. Sunday, September 12th, outdoors at the Ida Crown Jewish Academy tent. Mincha will be at 7 o'clock. I will be interviewing him for a conversation-style talk on tshuva until about 8:15 when we'll daven Maariv. So I encourage everybody, we're not able to do our traditional summer event this year due to the current trends in COVID, but we are able to still bring someone for a really special evening. And this year it's been Kesla Osir. So we thank you for your participation. And I'm trying to see, is Rav Rimon here? I do not see him. I do not see him yet. All right. So maybe we'll get started with a couple of, well, there he is. Baruch Hashem. Excellent. Okay. Where'd he go? Rav, can you hear us?
Yes, shalom, shalom.
Beautiful. Okay, terrific. Without any further ado, the Rav of Gush Etzion, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva of the Jerusalem Technology College, an internationally renowned halachic expert and creative, brilliant thinker, a Baal Chesed, unparalleled Baal Chesed, and someone who is a Baruch Hashem, a longtime participant in Kollel Torah opportunities. Bechavad Gadol, Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon Shlita, thank you so much for coming.
Tov, as shalom lechulam. It's wonderful to be with you here. And although it's a shame that we are still in all the balagan of COVID, but at least we learned a few things that we can do from far away, like this Zoom. As Bezrat Hashem, I'll share with you a PowerPoint. Some will be in English, some in Hebrew, but don't worry, also the things in Hebrew will translate. So, toda for the rabbi and for everyone and for Rav Gavriel for arranging everything here. And we'll start Bezrat Hashem. I just want, I have the ability to share, right? Yes.
Yes.
I just want, before we start, just to explain why I'm so excited of Shemitah. There are lots of reasons, but I tell you just one of them. someone came to me and went over my books. And he said, I can understand why did you write two books on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is something that very important, where we can understand. I can understand why did you write a book on Haggadah? Why did you write a book on Pesach, Hilchot Pesach? Like, it goes over the books. I can understand Purim and Chanukah. I can understand Birkat HaMazon, Zimrot Shabbat. I can understand Machzor Yom Kippur. I can understand Hilchot Avelus. But I can't understand two books. I can't understand why did you write a Shemitah book? And why did you write two books for the army soldiers? I mean, this is unique. I thought a minute and then I told him, I like to answer questions in all areas. But when I get a question from a soldier or from a farmer, I'm excited because I know for 2,000 years, rabbis did not receive questions, not for farmers and not for soldiers. And to know we are in Geula, we are in redemption time. It's exciting. And Shemitah is one of the things, Baruch Hashem, we are here in Eretz Israel, thousands of years. We could just dream on Shemitah, and we are here. And it's exciting. So we'll try to understand the main rules. Beginning, I'll just speak a little of the idea, and then on the main rules of Shemitah. I'm sharing. On it, I need to open it first. Okay, can you see the PowerPoint? Okay, well, don't worry for the Hebrew, it'll be okay. We find Shemitah in the Torah three or four times. The first time, v'shesh anim tizra et aratzecha ve'asafta et tevuata. 6 years, you can seed, you can harvest. V'ashevi'it tishmetena undashta v'achlu yivyonem amecha. In the first, seventh year, you need to own less and the poor people should eat. When you look on those psukim, you understand that the reason, the goal of Shemitah is a social. Achlu evyonei amecha. Vayikra kaf hei, the third column here. Vayidaber Hashem al Shem v'ar Sinai lemor daber adonai Yisrael v'amarta alem. Ki tavoi l'aretz asher ani noten lachem v'shavet aretz shabat la'ashem. 6 shanim tizra sadecha v'6 shanim tizmor karmecha v'asafta tevuata. 6 years. You may seed, you may prune. השנה השביעית, שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ, שדך לא תזרע, וחרמך לא תזמור. You mustn't seed, you mustn't prune, ספיח כצירך לא תקצור, ואת הנה ואין לזירך לא תקצור, שנה שבתון יהיה לארץ, you mustn't reap, and you mustn't pick. So we have 4 sins on Shemitah. The Torah says here, והייתה שבת הארץ לכם לאוכלה. לך, לעבדך, לעמתך, לסחירך, לתושבך, לבהמתך, לחיה אשר בארצך. The Torah tells us here that everyone can eat. You can eat. Your slave, servant, even animals. Here, we don't see a social reason. It's not just that poor people can eat. Everyone can eat. It's not like the first place, the first column, Shmot Kaf Gimel, that it's written, Ve'achlu evyonei amecha, that the poor people can eat. Here, everyone is eating. And, okay, doesn't matter now. And when we look on the goal here, we can see the goal here is Shabbat Lashem. Shabbat, the word Shabbat appears here 7 times. It comes again and again and again. Here, it's not a social side. Here we can see the spiritual side. We can see that everything belongs to Hashem. Now, let's see the third, skipping here something. Let's see the left side. דברים ותבר, פרשת ראה. מקץ שבע שנים תעשה שמיטה, וזה דבר השמיטה, שמות כל בעל ושידו שירשר בראו. The Torah here speaks about שמיטת כספים, about the money, that if someone owes you money in the end of שמיטה, you need to be mevater, you need to cancel the loan. What is the reason here? So we can't see the reason here, but we can see it in the bracha. The Torah tells you us, we see in Pasuk Daled, Efes ki lo yeh lecha evyon. If you keep shmitat ksafim, so then you won't have poor people. So understand that also this is the social goal, the social side of shmita. You know, sometimes we speak about shmita, and sometimes we speak about shvis. Hilchos shmita, and you can see hilchos shvis. What is the time, the difference between shmita and shvis? If you look carefully in the psukim, you see something interesting. You see, I'm coloring now. Every time that the Torah will speak on the social side of shmita, she'll say shmita. Shmita, ta'azov, ownerless. And when the Torah will speak on the spiritual side, the Torah will speak on Shabbos. Shabbos, Shvis. So we have on Shmita also social side, also spiritual side. And actually when someone understands that everything belongs to Hashem, so he knows that he cannot do whatever he wants with his property, he helps other people, he knows that he got the money from Hashem, that he left the ability to help, to give. We saw that we have four sins on the Shemitah, but there are also positive directions. Veshaveta haaret shavat laHashem. You have Shabbos of the Lord. ובשנה השביעית שבת שבתו נהיה לארץ. שבת להשם, also again, Shabbos to the Lord. And again, שנת שבתו נהיה לארץ. When we look in the פסוקים, I hope you manage also with English. I hope it's okay. A little English. you see in the Pesukim, you see that you have the four sins that you mustn't plant, you mustn't prune, you mustn't trip, you mustn't pick. But we see also the positive direction that the land should rest. And it's very interesting. Do we have a mitzvah that the land should rest? Rav Kook speaks about it. And Rav Kook says, if a goy is working in your land, do you have an issue? And Rav Kook says, if there is a mitzvah on the land, so maybe you have an issue also if a goy is working in your garden. Sometimes there are places in Israel that there is a building with religious, non-religious, and they want the gardener to continue. Also, if you don't pay money, if it's your land, maybe you have a problem because your land didn't rest in Shemitah. Because of this, we tell those people to be mafkir, ownerless, your part in the garden in front of few people, the neighbors don't need to know about it, and then you have no problem with your garden. Actually, if a gardener asks for directions, I spoke with lots of gardeners of Shemitah, lots of them. Everyone, after he spoke to me, he said, okay, I'm ready to keep Shemitah. It's not so complicated if you get the right rules. You know, a few weeks ago, I sat with the botanic garden in Jerusalem. It's huge. And everything there is agriculture. And when I spoke to them for an hour and a half, and they, you know, so to show them the things, and in the end, they said, we're accepting Shemitah. So you have to know, people would connect to Shemitah, so don't give up so quickly. If they don't agree, so then, okay, you have no choice, you need to honest your partner. The Torah says, V'ashevi'it tishmetena untasha, the Torah says that we need to honest, to be mafkir. Our fruit, vegetables, No, it's another thing. The Torah says here, "Vayta shavat haaretz lachem le'ochla." The Torah says that we may eat all the fruit and vegetables of Shemitah. And we have a problem. We saw before that we mustn't pick. You see here in the bottom. If we mustn't pick, how can we eat? We are not monkeys that we eat straight from the tree. So how can you eat if you are not allowed to pick? Chazal taught us that you may pick in shinui, in a different way. What does it mean to pick in shinu? So we have two systems. We have one system of Bartenura in the green here that he says, instead of picking with a professional tool, pick with scissors, pick with your hand. But Rambam says, you can pick normally, but pick a small quantity. What makes more sense, according to other rules that we know from the Torah, from the Hilchot Shabbos, from other things, shinui, is to do small quantity or to do with your elbow or in a different way. What is usually shinui? Usually shinui is to do with your elbow a different way, like Bartenua. Why Rambam says that small quantity is shinui? And Chazon Ish explains that because the Torah allows us to eat, the Torah says that you may eat. So we understand that the Torah doesn't say that we mustn't pick. The Torah says that we mustn't act like owners. We are not the owner. We are not Baal HaBayit. Because of this, you can't pick everything. But if you pick a small quantity, like a guest, this is okay. Chazon Ish says, what is a small quantity? Like the quantity that you usually pick for your family that you buy in the supermarket. The same quantity you may pick, and also your neighbor may pick on Shemitah. The Torah says, V'ashvi'i kishmetena untashta. The Torah says that you need to honor your field in Shemitah. And we have two different ways to understand. Is this mitzvah on the human being? You need to honor this? Or maybe it's something that Hashem is doing, that the king is doing. What does it matter? Why? What's the difference? What happens if someone did not give up his land? Let's say someone is not religious at all. May you go and just eat from his fruit. If you understand that the mitzvah is on the human being, so if he didn't, honestly, it's not okay, it's a problem, but he has a sin that maybe, but you won't be able to eat from the fruit because they are not hefker. But if we understand that the hefker is by Hashem, so then it doesn't matter. You did hefker, you didn't do hefker, Hashem did hefker, and then everyone can eat your fruit and vegetables. I just have to explain, when we speak that you need to honest your fruit and vegetables, fruit in the beginning of the year is not connected to Shemitah. If you see grapes, you see pomegranates, other things on the tree, not connected to Shemitah. That's just fruit that started growing in Shemitah. This is connected to Shemitah. Because of this, we'll see fruit of Shemitah just after half a year, just in the middle of Shemitah, and it will continue also to the eighth year. Vegetables from the beginning, after Rosh Hashanah, every vegetable that you picked, Kadosh Mekdushat Shemit, and this is Hefker. So may you go and just pick wherever you want fruit after half a year, vegetables in the beginning. Rav Kook says, any case, you must ask for permission. Rav Kook says, and he proves it from Raived, that any case, you must ask for permission that you won't be used to go to the garden of your friend with no permission. I have to tell you, in my community in Alon Shmut, we have a school nearby. Usually from the school to Alon Shmut, it's around 7 minutes. Schmiedetein, it takes children to come home at least an hour. You know why? They go to every garden. They go in, they take fruit, they pick from here, from there, and all that Shemitah. So they can do it just if there is a sign that says Hefker. If it's not Hefker, they can't pick from wherever they want. So they can pick, but there are still rules in the picking of fruit and vegetables. It's also Harisha, but won't speak about it now. We saw that we have two groups of sins that are connected to the groin. You mustn't seed, you mustn't prune. And there are another two melachot that are connected to harvesting. You mustn't reap, you mustn't plant, pick, you mustn't pick. Why do we have two examples in each group? The Gemara in Moed Katan speaks about it, and she says, it teaches us that just those four melachot are not allowed from the Torah. All the rest, like watering, like weeding, like spraying, like fertilizing, all those are not allowed just from Chachamim. According to Torah, they are allowed. Just from Chachamim, they are not allowed. Okay, we ask ourselves, what does it matter? The Torah, Chachamim, also Chachamim, we keep all the rules. What does it matter if it's Torah, Chachamim? And here is a very important rule. The rule is that all melachot Rabbanan are permitted, are allowed le'ukmi. If you are doing it just that the garden will survive, to keep the garden, this is okay. This is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, that you may do all melachot Rabbanan, watering and weeding and all melachot Rabbanan, to keep the garden. And according to this, we try to understand the rules of keeping the garden by Shemitah. We saw that we have four melachos from the Torah, Zri'ah or Zmira, seed to prune, Ktzira or Vtzira, to pick and to reap, and we had another one, Harisha. Nachosh, how do you say Harisha? Plowing?
Plowing, yes.
Plowing. So we have also plowing. And we saw that to reap and to pick are allowed in Shinu in a small quantity. This is the Oraita. There are also Melachot Rabbanan. It's in Hebrew, but don't worry, I'm going to translate. You have Melachot de Rabbanan, that all the Rabbanan, like watering and fertilizing and weeding, you may do to keep the garden. Now let's understand. Zibul, in the right side, zibul. Zibul means fertilizing. Usually in gardens, you don't need to fertilize on Shemitah. Some places are very sensitive, but usually you don't need. So you can't fertilize on Shemitah. But you can buy special material that you put before Shemitah and it keeps it all year. Where's the special thing? Mitparek le'at, itiyei temes. And because of this, you can buy and fertilize before Shemitah in the special system that will keep all Shemitah. We have another thing, watering. Watering, we may water on Shemitah. If you want water on Shemitah, everything would die. But when you water less. What does it mean less? If you are used to water, let's say, twice a week, you will water once a week. But when you water, you may open the laptop, the monitorot, the computer, as much as you wish. Let's say if usually you water twice a week, each time half an hour. So now you water once a week, but you can water an hour. When you water already, you may continue as much as you wish. So this is watering. Another thing is weeding. Weeding, we have two purposes, two goals. One is agriculture goal. The other one is beauty. One is agriculture reason. When you have next to this thing, you have a nice flower. You don't want the weeds to finish the water. You are weeding. Then, if it's just to give him, no, that will be better. You mustn't weed. If it's going to kill him, something like this, then you may weed because this is to rescue. Leukme, all the things that in your garden is another reason that you want to weed because of beauty. If you do it because of beauty, and everyone can see that it's because of the beauty, also then it would be okay. And if you don't need to weed, you can just cut, it's even better. I want to tell you, there is a group of people that they don't agree at all to get kulot on weeding. They want to be machmir on weeding. They phone me every Shemitah, and every time they're not ready to accept kulot, just chumot on weeding. You know, which is this group? This group are the soldiers. Soldiers, sometimes the commander, Rasar, gives them punishment. You need to take this field and to weed all the field. Every Shemitah, I get a few telephone calls from soldiers. They say, Rebbe, may you weed on Shemitah? I say, look, you mustn't weed on Shemitah, but there are conditions. Say, Rebbe, don't continue. You say, you mustn't. We don't want three other things. Shemitah, they have a little chofesh. They don't need to have this punishment of weeding the field on Shemitah. Cutting the grass. Someone came to me and showed me a picture and showed me, said, look, this is my garden. I saw a disgusting garden, terrible. Balagan. And he said, this is a Shemitah garden. I told him, you can do whatever you want to do with your garden, but don't call it a Shemitah garden, because if it's something that you may do according to Halacha, it means that Halacha doesn't want us to put the garden to be miserable. Now, people, they mistake, they think that mehadrin is miserable. You can be mehadrin and can be beauty. To mow the grass, you may mow the grass regularly in Shemitah, because this is not an agriculture reason. You are doing it just like you are having your hair cut. If you wait for 2 or 3 months, sometimes there is also an agriculture reason, because if you want more the grass, maybe the sun won't get to the root and maybe it will be yellow. Also then I think it's okay. But in my garden, I'm machmir on Shemitah, and because of this, I'm mowing the grass and get the children every 3 weeks to do it. That all the reason will be just for beauty and not for agriculture reason. We finished with the garden and all the background of Shemitah. And now we'll go quickly to the kitchen, but before the kitchen, buying fruit and vegetables. Someone has a question till now? Okay, let's continue. We have few solutions for buying fruit and vegetables in Shemitah. The most popular solution is Heiter Mechira, here in the left side. Heiter Mechira, you sell the land to a goy, and then you are allowed to do some of the things on Shemitah. There's a big machloket about Heiter Mechira. There were rabbis that agreed that it's okay. Like Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, that was from Gdoile Ador. and also later on, Rav Kook. There were rabbis that were against Eter Mechila, like Maharil Diskin, Rav Shmuel Sanan, later on also Chazon Ish. They were against Eter Mechila. What is the opinion of Rav Kook on Eter Mechila? For one hand, Rav Kook says that Eter Mechira works on Etzem HaYeter and the Da'ati Lefakpe Klal. It works. But from the other hand, Rav Kook says that all the time we have to find better solutions. One, also today, you need Eter Mechira in Israel. There are few places of agriculture that with no Eter Mechira, they won't exist. But from the other hand, we need all the time to search for better solutions. So one of the solutions is Oitzar Beis Din. What is Oitzar Beis Din? The right side here. Oitzar Beis Din is based on the Tosefta. That it says that the rabbis can go to the farmers, to the workers, and tell them, you are going to pick everything, and we are not going to pay for the fruit, we are going to pay for the work. This is Oitzar Beis Din. The fruit of falafel, you pay just on the work, on watering, on fertilizing, on other things. This is a very exciting solution because you don't need to sell the land of Israel to a goy. You are keeping Shemitah. The rules, it's not so easy. And you have Kedushat Shvi'it. This is the only solution that the vegetables and the fruit will be holy. So this solution is very exciting. The problem with this solution, that this solution allows us to pick. It does not allow us to seed, to plant. Because of this, Oitzar Beis Din can help us in fruit for the whole year. But it cannot help us with vegetables. Just in the beginning of the year, it will help. But after a few months, we haven't got vegetables anymore. We need to find another solution. I have just to say that thanks to Shemitah, the agriculture new systems that helps us also in Shemitah. It started last Shemitah. It will continue this Shemitah. You know, usually tomatoes, you could grow up for 2 months and that's it. Last Shemitah, we succeeded that after 2 months, they grew up another layer. And after 2 months, another. And after 2 months, a whole year, we had cucumbers. We had tomatoes. The same things we succeeded doing with pepper. And this year, Be'ezrat Hashem, we hope to succeed the same things with zucchini. So there are lots of things that we can grow the whole year and then we can use them for Oitzar Beis Din. We have another solution that's called Chamamot U'Matzayim Menutakim. This is something that is disconnected from the top. Let's say you have a roof, you have ceiling, and it's disconnected also from the bottom because it's Matzah Menutak. You have a plate or something that it makes it be disconnected. You have more rules if you want really to do this thing. But this is another solution that according to Chazon Ish, you may even seed a plant if you have also roof and also disconnected like a plate under the pot. Also actually, in your home, if you have pots and they have also ceiling, and also it's disconnected from the ground, you can treat them normally Shemitah time. Rest of the tzitzim, if they have just roof or they have just disconnected, you can treat them like a garden. It's always okay, but like the rules of a garden. And there are also fruit and vegetables that come from Arava, from the south of Israel, and also this is better. Those are the options to buy fruit and vegetables, Shemitah time. There's another solution that you can't see here, because I don't like it so much. This is Yevul Nochri. Yevul Nochri means something that you are buying from going. 7 years ago, I went to the supermarket and I saw this sign, Yevul Lochi Lelo Chashash Kedushat Shvi'it. I almost fainted. How can you say, don't worry, there's no Kedusha here. If there's no Kedusha, I'm very worried. Don't worry, Lelo Chashash Kedusha. And actually, to buy all the year things from going, this is not the way, not the system. In my book, I showed that Rav Kook and Chazon Ish had different things on Shmita. It's also in the English book. I showed in the end, I have a table that I bring the machlokot of Rav Kook. Rav Kook and Chazon Ish in Shmita, and I show that almost all the time, Rav Kook is machmir and Chazon Ish is maker. What is the idea here? The idea tries to show us that we had two solutions. One of Rav Kook that went with Eter Mechira, one of Chazon Ish that had other solutions, Matzah Menutak, disconnected, Otzar Veidin, but both of them understood that we have to continue with Jewish agriculture in Eretz Israel. And to buy everything from Goyim, it's not our system. But from the other hand, if you buy from time to time, it's okay, because all the years you buy 30% from Goyim. So you don't need on Shemitah to be okay, I'm not eating anything from Goyim. So you can eat, but don't base yourself on Goyim. The basic things should be something that is from Israel, Jewish agriculture. And I want now to go to the kitchen. No. Okay. As I showed you before, there are people that are afraid of Kedushat Shvi'it. But really, we need to put as much as we can Kedusha in our house. 7 years ago, I sat a few minutes with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Someone that went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you know, knows that to speak with him a few minutes, it's a lot. Usually it's a few seconds. And I showed him my Shabbos books, was before, and we spoke on Shmita, and then I told him, why there are people here that don't eat Otzar Veidin and they eat from Goyim? Otzar Veidin should be the solution. And he said, Pshita, of course you are right. You should try and give a chizuk all the time to Otzar Veidin and you succeed. Because this is the best solution. So first of all, if we are eating Otzar Veidin, we have a zchut. We have privilege. It's a mitzvah, according to Ramban, maybe. And other systems, it's Kedusha. So you have to try as much as we can. I have to tell you, in Israel, there are stores that called Otzar Haaretz, and they have, according to the rules that we said before, Kedushat Shvi'it, and Matzah Menutak, and all the things, and disconnected the pot. But also, in Gush Etzion, I went a year ago to Rami Levi. Rami Levi, one of the biggest supermarkets in Israel, and I convinced him to do all those things. Rami Levin, Gush Etzion, everything will be Otzar Veidin, disconnected, things from Shishi, and we are going to give him the Hechsher, the base din of Gush Etzion. So, Bezrat Hashem, if you are working on it all the time, every Shmita can be better and better. You try, Achila, you try to eat it then, and it's quite good to teach the family. Try to eat it then. Remember, we are dealing with Kedusha. Remember that Kodosh Baruch Hu is the owner. You can't just chuck out. What do you do with leftovers? You have two ways, two systems. Both of them are the same according to Halacha. It's just practical. First system is to take all the leftovers, to put them in plastic bags, to close it and to chuck it out. Second solution is to take a special kli, jar, pot, I don't know what to say, and to put the leftovers. After 12 hours, when it's already, you know, not edible, if we'll put the new ones on the old ones, the new ones will be destroyed immediately. So then put a piece of a newspaper on the old ones, and then put the new ones on the newspaper. Another 12 hours, okay, another paper. In the end, just whenever you want, close the close it and chuck it out, the plastic bag, close and chuck out. Now, it's a little more challenging, a little, because let's say that you have zucchini and you cooked soup. Also, the water are holy. Everything is holy. It's very exciting, right? There are lots of glusha. Let's say you bought potatoes of Shemitah and you made chunt. So also the meat of the chunt is holy. It's very exciting. So what do? You try to eat it there. If you have leftovers, you put them in a plastic bag, tie it up, and you chuck it in the dustbin. So it's not a problem. If something is not edible, like a peel of banana, you can just chuck it out. If you have leftovers on a plate, so you put it in the plastic bag, but what left on the plate that you used to wash on the tap, you can wash on the tap. It's not kedusha anymore. So it's not complicated. What do you have? You have another rule. Shimushim, I wrote here. You can't cook things that you are not used to cook. Okay. No problem. So cook things that you are not, that you are used to cook. It's no problem. And the big thing here, that once it was a problem, but not this Shemitah anymore, it's to squeeze. You mustn't squeeze or blend the things that you are not used to doing. But this Shemitah, everything changed. You know why? Because from last Shemitah to this Shemitah, there is a trend called shake. People all the time are making shake. In America, they make shake also. You take strawberries, you take mango, you take ananas, you take, make shake. And because of this, so all fruit, we are doing shakes today. So you may do it also on Shemitah because people are used to do it. And it's not just in fruit. If 7 years ago, someone would come to me and would say, Rebbe, on Shemitah, may you take lettuce and put it in blender? And you say, are you crazy? Who takes lettuce and put in blender? But today, there are lots of people that won't start the day without a green drink. They'll put lettuce, they'll put celery, they'll put spinach, apples, they'll do a shake. So also this is allowed on Shemitah. I have to tell you, my wife even thinks it's tasty. When she makes it, I'll drink it. You know why I drink it? Because every day you must eat greens. So I'm trying to eat salad, but you know, it's such a waste of time to eat salad. You take this green mashke, you drink it, I drink it like a medicine. I don't need green things, anything on this day. So it's okay. Also in the Shemitah, you can continue with this thing because you're used to it. Lots of people are doing it. So what are the things? So Rav Kook says, don't ner avdalah, don't turn off in the wine of Shemitah. Okay, so I'm taking a plate with water and I do it in with water. And then, you know, after I drank from the gavia, the avdolia, I drank the wine, I take also the plate and I drink from the plate. Now, actually, I don't need to do it because it's left over that you can wash in the tap, on the tap. But I want to show people, also if I wouldn't be Israeli, maybe I would take it back to the glass, to the cup, and then I would drink it from here. But I want to show everyone, we are dealing with Kedusha. Be excited. So I'm drinking for there that people will feel, wow, we are dealing with Kedusha. You know, Rambam wrote a book, Shemitah and Yoivel, on Shemitah. Rashi wrote all the Shas on Sugiyot Shemitah. But Rambam and Rashi didn't have the privilege to eat one apple of Kedusha, of Shemitah. We are here. We are after 2,000 of years. We have the privilege to be in Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel, Tzva Hagana Israel, to be in the middle of redemption, and to have Kedushat Shvi'it. Wow. It's so exciting. It's something that we need all the time, to have more and more and more. And maybe I'll end in a story. I'll just show you before. There are people that they take like garbage and they write Pach Shmita, but really Pach and Shmita don't go together. Garbage and Shmita. This is Kadosh and this is garbage. This is mine. See? My Kli. It's written Kedushat Shvi'it. It's a nice one. I put it not where the dustbin. I put it on the Shaish next to the sink that people will see, wow, we're dealing with Kedusha. And I'll end with a story. 14 years ago, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, I started Job Katif to help people from Gush Katif to find jobs. It was very complicated, very difficult to do it. And then I went to New York. I gave shiurim, I gave lectures. And people told me, look, we'll arrange you meetings with people in New York that they can help you. I said, wonderful. I went there. And this was the first time. I mean, today I have to do it because Job Katif turned to La Ofek. Job Katif helps today to Ethiopians, help soldiers from poor families, people that left, that were fired because of COVID and other things. But then was the beginning. I didn't know at all how to do it. I went for a meeting and then I had a break of 2 hours till the next meeting in Manhattan. And I was starving. I went out and I looked, searched for something kosher. People that know Manhattan would say, what do you mean something kosher? In Manhattan, you have dozens of mehadrin restaurants. When I went there in my street, I didn't find anything. I didn't know what to do. Then I saw supermarket. I said, okay, supermarket. I go to the supermarket. I went to the supermarket and I'm searching for something kosher. I didn't know what to take. Then I saw fruit. I said, okay. I took an apple. I'm holding the apple and I think, okay, are there halakhic questions in this apple? And then I asked myself, tumot u'ma'asot? There are no maisos in the States. It's an American apple. No maisos. Okay, no problem. Then I said, hola. 3 years, you mustn't eat from the tree. And this is something that also in Chutz La'aretz. But then I remember the Gemara in Kiddush in the Flamed Chet says, Safek, Orla, the Chutz La'aretz Mutar. If it's just Safek, you're not sure, you may eat the fruit that maybe they are Orla. Then I said, Shmita, it's the end of Shmita. Kedushat Shvi'it. I said, no, Chutz La'aretz, no Kedushat Shvi'it. But then I looked at that apple. And I said to myself, so what is in this apple? No Trumot u'Ma'asrot, not Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, not Kedushat Shvi'it, an empty apple. I lost my appetite. I put it back and I went out. Now, don't think that I didn't eat fruit and vegetables in the States. I'm lots of times that I eat, but when I remembered Eretz Yisrael, I was so upset that I put it back. Baruch Hashem, today we have the privilege to have Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel, to be a part of our redemption, and we are very excited to have Shemitah. It's also Shemitah. Wow, this is the only holy food that we have today. We have no temple, no korbanot. We are not eating Maaser Sheni, not Netar Revai. Matzah is not Kadosh. It's just something that you make a mitzvah. Kedushat Shvi'it is the only holy food. It's close to Bet HaMikdash, close to Mashiach, Bezrat Hashem. That we'll succeed to, by Shemitah, to have Am Yisrael in a higher level, more morality and more kadosh and tahor, shetiyeh lekulam shana tova usmecha.
Amen. Thank you. Could the Rav address just for one moment? Many of the things that the Rav talked about is, please God, Amir Tzah Hashem Yisbarach, when they allow us from Chutz La'aretz to come back to Israel and visit, many of these halachas will be nogea. But what about, we're sitting in Chicago, and we go to the supermarket and we see Yechveis, Jaffa orange or cucumbers from Israel, right? The halachas of the Shemitah and the export is slightly different for those of us who are in Chutzarts. Maybe Rav could address that just for a brief moment for the fruits that are arriving in Chutz La'aretz at the supermarket here.
Okay, so first of all, if you see Israeli fruit or vegetables on Shemitah or not Shemitah, buy as much as you can. Also on Shemitah. And on Shemitah, if maybe, we don't know if it's Eter Mechira or Otzar Beidin. If you are not sure, so the leftovers, put in a plastic bag, close them and put them in the garbage. If you know it's Eter Mechira, so you can eat it and then put it in the plastic bag and chuck it out. And I think in any case, it's better than to eat fruit and vegetables that are growing in galus.
Got it. Anyone else has a question, feel free to please raise a hand okay, Joel, let me unmute you there.
Yes, Rabbi, Ralph, thank you so much for your presentation. Very enlightening. I learned a lot about the various rules, but I didn't hear anything about Kavanah. So what is the Kavanah that people should be concentrating on when they're observing Shemitah rules?
Wow. It's a very nice question. And I think that every rule is different. I mean, when you are a farmer, there are things that maybe you have kavanah there, but at home, we have different kavanah. So let's say if you are now eating Kedushat Shvi'it at home, I think that it's good to have kavanah that you know that you are now in Eretz Yisrael. You know that let's say healthy food affects your body. So you know, you have now a spiritual food, kadosh, that it affects your soul. I think when you eat and when you are careful not to ruin, not to destroy Kedushat Shvi'it, you remember the difference between an owner and someone that is just borrowing something is that the owner has the ability to destroy. Shemitah, we have no ability to destroy. And all the time, we eat Kedushat Shvi'it and we remember who is Baal HaBayit. I think after 2 years of COVID, all the world understands a little more who is Baal HaBayit, who is the owner of this world. You eat Kedushat Shvi'it, so you feel, wow, I understand I'm here in Eretz Israel. I have something of holy that is affecting my soul. I'm eating Kedushat Shvi'it and I'm careful on it and I understand all the time everything belongs to Hashem. And maybe because of this, I'll be careful also in other things in the world, not to destroy them, to give them the right place. So this is just an example, but I think the rules of Shemitah, everyone has other ideas, but most of them are those ideas. Feel that you are dealing with Kedusha, to feel that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the owner. I think those are the main kavanot of Shemitah.
Beautiful, thank you. Any last questions as the Rav finishes? Okay, thank you again to the Zatz family for sponsoring. Thank you so much to Rav Gabriel for organizing. And most of all, thank you to Rav Rimon once again for sharing incredible, insightful Torah. For those who would like to access Rav Rimon's Shemitah Sefer, I believe it's available at Rosenblum's or at Kesher Stam or online. Thank you. Best wishes for Ksivach Sima Tova to Rav Rimon, to all of us, to Shnas Chaim V'Shalom. We look forward to being in Eretz Yisrael with you to eat lots of Peres Shvias as soon as they let us. Haba Aleinu L'Tova.
Bezrat Hashem, Shana Tova, Smecha, Ktiva V'Chatima Tova L'Chulam, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen. Kol Tov. Thank you all. Thank you.
Leitrot.
Leitrot.